masquerade for lion tamer. What a flamer. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was some old soul off the album The Old Soul. So it's a self-titled album off Terrorbird Records. Now we're back on Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And live in the studio with us right now, we have Joey Only Outlaw Band.
Greetings, everybody out there in radio world. I feel tempted to say hello to everyone in co-op radio world, except that I'm no longer at co-op radio. I'm at CITR here at UBC. I didn't even know where that was. Didn't even know what UBC was. It's one big happy family. We're Joey Only Outlaw Band, minus a cello and an accordion tonight, but not minus the spirit of rebellion. Here's a song called Some Fightin' Advice. Be polite if you are drinking beer tonight. Be polite if you are drinking beer tonight. If you're drinking beer tonight, you're better off to be polite, or else you might wind up in a fight. Always sit with your back up to the wall. Always sit with your back up to the wall. Your back must be up to the wall. Your face is facing to the door, especially if the ballroom is full. If you're scrapping, ain't a regular, better run. If you're scrapping, ain't a regular, better run. His buddies might be drunk on rum, and the bartender might pack a gun, and who knows how fast some cops will come. If you wake up in a dank, drunk tank. If you wake up in a dank, drunk tank. See if they have their charge, exactly what the hell they are. Have your best friend get you in his car. G-string that's very, very tight. Here we go. There's a place in the desert called Anarchist Mountain. It's been there 100 million years. Anarchists all there 100 years ago lost his freedom when they paid the road. Joe Johnson had a ranch there in 1902. That's where they built the first school. They call it One Eyed Mountain because the pioneers had been reaching many long beers. There's a place called Anarchist Mountain. There's a place called Anarchist Mountain. There's a place called Anarchist Mountain. There's a fire on Anarchist Mountain. Over at Rock Creek in 1904. $4,000 from Eagle. Building the railroad in 1905. 7 Eyed Tail in Rutgers died. The Brassville Hotel they called the Bucket of Blood, cause there was a fight there every night. In 1918, it turned to ground. 40 bucks in on the silver was found. There's a place called Anarchist Mill. There's a place called Anarchist Mill. There's a place. There's a fire on Anarchist Mountain. Another anarchist comes to Anarchist Mountain. Looks down upon the Okanagan. Sticks out his thumb to go. down to the valley picking cherries in a soy species. There's a forest fire on this anarchist mountain. What's friends to cross the U.S. border? Good! The more it burns, the blacker is the sky. The fire is now 10 miles wide. There's a place all in this mountain. There's a place all in this mountain. There's a place all in this mountain. There's a fire on in this mountain. CO215 water bombing machine. Circle the bulb, yes, we're seen. Scoops up a little on its way to the fire. The forest fire came in the sun. America's burning, burning toward the south. Spread out as fast as you can. Keep on dreaming, cause you don't even know how the sun can grow. There's a place called Energy Smell. There's a place called Energy Smell. There's a place called Energy Smell. There's a fire on Energy Smell. That was last year, and as you can see, the Energy Smell fires history. It may not be like this front, big in the night. When it went to the fire. What is so sad about the Okanagan? All of it is stolen land. But my hunch is that I'm in a kiss mill. Swear all that vibration will be good. There's a place called Energy Mill. 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 There's a place called Energy Smell. There's a place called Energy Smell. There's a place called Energy Smell. And there's a fire on Energy Smell.
It may storm tonight, I hear. I don't know if that's true. But here's a little song I wrote about a certain storm that came along in the year 2000. It spawned a tornado. The tornado destroyed all our pot plants. I can feel the pressure change in my bones. The wind is howling and it moans. The sky is darkening. Green clouds are spinning. And starts the lightning. This is the beginning. When the twister hit my hands, it tore up all of my weak plants. It threw them in the pot. Our bumper crop all gone. The path was destruction. Next winter was extra long. The tornado blows north of town. Everybody must get down. Right beneath the rocky ground. Listen to the sound. Listen to the sound.
My previous face, and I prayed. Son, guess what? There's been a problem here, but we've already figured out. Where I go, so does the tornado, the kind that blows deep in my soul. My sky is dark and nobody knows where my winds blow. Where my winds blow.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. We're here with the Joey Only Outlaw Band.
Outlaw Band.
Right. Is it the, or does it matter?
You mean the Joey Only Outlaw Band, or Joey Only and the Outlaw Band? It would certainly not be Joey Only and the Outlaw Band. That would be cliche,
right?
And we're trying our best to avoid that, being a country band.
Oh. Do you want to quickly introduce everybody in the band?
Yeah. Right here on my right-hand side with the bass in his hand is Ramblin' Rick.
The right-hand man.
He's waving, but you can't see that because you're either blind or listening to the radio.
I'm waving telepathically.
He's waving telepathically out there at hippie land. Careful down there at the beach. And over here is swinging Mike Zinger on the lap steel. He plays in a band in town called Whiskey Jar. And they practice what they preach.
Whiskey bong, what?
And back there on the drums is Kenan Sunger. And he's been coming to university here since he was two.
Yep, I'm on top of it.
So that's the Joey Only Outlaw Band. We just come back from a few weeks of touring, and I've had a terribly sore voice for weeks, so I'm glad I can sing tonight. It's almost a stroke of luck.
Where did you come back from?
We went to Saskatoon back. We did 12 shows in 14 days, and nobody got killed.
Right.
And it was pretty cool. Some things happened, though, like the trailer flew off the back of our truck somewhere in the middle of nowhere outside Fernie and nearly killed about 30 people on the road, so that was awesome.
Including our instruments.
But
What happened? How big a trailer was it?
It was a fair-sized trailer. It, had all our gear in it.
Like, did you notice that it snapped off?
You can't help it.
I was in the back seat, and this thing pops up and is flipping up like 5 feet on either side. I thought we were going to lose all our gear, which would have really not been fun.
But that was better than last trip that we had out to the prairies where Rick almost ran over a cop.
In 9 days, we had
120 kilometers an hour.
Oh, what happened there?
He didn't think he could jump that fast, so we just missed him. Next time, look out!
Right. So how did you? What happened to the trailer? So you just, I guess you stop and it just happened to go in the ditch somewhere, or no?
No, it was still dragging by one of the chains, but it was bouncing around pretty wildly. And
there wasn't any car behind you at all, or?
Luckily, no one was injured. It could have turned very, very bad. Could have turned very bad. So we were lucky, and we had people in Fernie who helped us rebuild it. We have good fans and friends in Fernie.
Right.
So,
where did you play? Like, did you go to Regina, I guess?
Actually, we didn't go to Regina. We went to Saskatoon, and Saskatoon is a wonderful town, and maybe in the future we'll end up in Regina.
Where did you play in Saskatoon?
At Buds on Broadway, which is a significantly beautiful venue. Right.
We love Buds.
We love Buds. That's what we told them.
And is there any reason why only Saskatoon and not maybe all the way to?
Just time. It's just time. Things work out a certain way. It was we had an offer on different nights in Edmonton and Jasper, and Saskatoon just happened to fill in right when it was, and it just was no other way to really book it.
Right. Cool.
So I would have tried Regina perhaps if we had 3 or 4 extra days.
So would you recommend the whole 12 shows in 14 nights thing?
I would if you're a masochist or if you have a voice of solid metal.
Right.
And when you cross that Rocky Mountains, you got to be really careful. You'll dry up.
Right.
And especially if you smoke a lot of weed and drink whiskey all night in Fernie.
Whenabouts did you start to notice the effects of the prairie heat?
Oh, right away. Right away. Yeah.
We were in Saskatoon on the hottest day of the year.
That's true. So we've been going at this for a little while, and I've been doing my solo gig probably for upwards of 6 years, and in the last 4 years taking it across the country. Right. But the band is a lot more fun in a lot of ways because I can show off on my electric guitar and not just play acoustic, which, you know, can be kind of drab. And look at these characters. They're a bunch of freaks, and it really helps.
Look at yourself.
So this is the first time you tour with a band?
No, we've done numerous trips in the last year and a half.
Right.
Numerous year, so, yeah.
Would you do a not that everybody's here, but would you do a solo thing across town again, or have you done
I will in September, yeah.
You're in September?
Yeah.
Is it just because you want to do it, or everybody's time, I guess it's always an issue?
It's just getting to the East Coast is very easy solo, because, well, there's that whole gap of Northern Ontario you got to take a band through, and that's been the goal in the last year, is build up a touring circuit between here and Manitoba so we can try to jump that gap.
Right. And I see on the website you're going to be in Ottawa just for like one...
yeah, sometime in September, I don't know.
Is that's part of the...
Yeah, I'll be out there solo.
Right.
So that's all happening then. And if people in Vancouver want to see the Outlaw Band in its full glory, on the 28th we'll be playing the Princeton Pub down by Powell and Victoria. We never played there before, but we just had a Railway Club show last Friday night. That was a lot of fun with a band called The Smokes. I recommend you go and drink to their tunes. So one of the things we do a lot in this band is we play Johnny Cash songs so that when you go to Saskatoon, you can make friends real quick with the audience. So I thought maybe what we'd do is show you just one of those songs and get back to our original stuff.
Awesome.
Check it out. And it goes like this. It goes... 1, 2, 3, 4. Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot the sheriff down. Went right home, I went to bed. I stuck the 11.44 beneath my head. Got up next morning, then I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Did a run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in old Ontario. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. They marked the sheriff from Jericho Hills. Said, Joe, you on your knees, not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot that sheriff down. I says, oh yes, my name is Joey Only. And if you got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shot him down because he made me sick. I will not confess to you the rest I did. Arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me in a truck and then they drove me back. Had no friend for to go my bed. They stuck my dried up carcass in the country jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spy the sheriff coming down the line. Talks as he coughs as he clears his throat. Come on, you dirty hack, into the district court. Into the courtroom, my trial began. Where I was handled by 12 white men. Just before the jury started out, I saw a little judge coming to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge smiled, picked up the pen. 99 years in the Kingston pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shot that fat pig down. Come on, you revolutionaries. Stay off that whiskey and just let that cocaine be. If you're on the Gulf Islands, camping, traveling, and surviving, spending your summertime squatting on the land. At the Hornby Island Free Store, they got all you need up there and plenty more. Items you can afford, even when you are poor. The Free Store, every town should have a Free Store, where it's free to trade it or take whatever it is that you need. Clothes and compost and buggies, classless junk to help your estate. If you leave Hornby, give it back to the Free Store.
We had one back during the 1960s. It was Abby Hoffman and the Yippies. I guess the idea lived on with some of the BC hippies. Good for every sort of beach bum and a helpful way of recycling when you come back to the dump with more than what you... They run the dump there back in my home, this village called Madoc in Ontario. You only gotta pay if you don't take in all your freaking recyclables. We got a good store in there full of nice garbage, all kinds of free stuff in there for all your kids at once got. 4 boxes of National Geographic. No, really. Not bad. I said, give me something to read in this. One horse illiterate town. The free store. Every town should have a free store. Where it's free to trade or take whatever it is that you need. Goes in compost and board games. Process junk to help your stay. If you leave horn, be given back to the free store. We don't need to throw out so much trash. Our garbage is about as good as cash. I dream in green, I mean that I think I'm free. Look at the waste that all them corporations cream and products that they make, which always break, and packaging the wraparound just for profit's sake. Go dumpster diving. Find something good, like a new pair of boots. Get back to the free store. Here's a song about Quesnel, BC. We smoke a ton of weed and drink a ton of beer. It's dark and cold here, 6 months of the year. Waking up to the haze. Been drinking beer for days. Time moves slow here and that's why I stay. The hell smells like the pulp and paper mills. The smog glaze low between the rolling hills. You might get brain cancer here, oh well. We're all right here in Quesnel. All right here in Quesnel. Let's go to hell! Got so drunk, I took off my clothes. We're rebel country kids against redneck violence. We're not pacifists, we just rather play music. But now smells like the pulp and paper now. The smoke lives low between the rolling hills. It might get brain cancer here, oh well. We're all right here in Quesnel. All right here in Quesnel. Mm-hmm. say there's not much to do up in the Caribou. But others like the quiet here, we do too. But now smells like the pulp and paper mills. The smog lives all between the rolling hills. You might get brain cancer here, oh well. We're all right here and quiet now. All right here and quiet now. But now smells like the pulp and paper mills. The smog lives all between the rolling hills. You might get brain cancer.
Songs. We are a little bit ahead of schedule. Yeah. Let's try Seton Lake then, seeing as the band members want to do it.
Yeehaw.
And we can't take our rounds as easily. We're missing a couple of band members if you haven't heard today. is that we usually have a cello and an accordion, but they're busy being cooler than us.
Without them, we're actually just a bunch of ugly freaks.
Once we're organizing a festival up north by Quesnel, and well, that's great. I can hear my voice suddenly. And also, the other one's at the BC Klutz Cabaret, Rowan.
Well, everybody's pointing at me, but yeah, I was going to ask you about your other members. So without them, do you play any differently, or do you think it's... with them, do you play any
differently? We don't get to do as much hip-hop without the accordion player, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's a couple songs that we definitely would be doing if they were here, I think, because of what they contribute is pretty significant. So instead, we're playing some of the simple ones that are pretty straightforward. Although we were thinking about playing a blues one if there's time, but time is spinning if we're going to play Seton Lake. But
let's do this. If we're going to do this, let's stop.
Sure. We're here live with the Joey Only Outlaw Band on CITR Live in studio.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm having some trouble with keeping in tune in this hot room.
It's so hot today, I'll provide y'all with a musical anecdote. I was working my first day today in a storage warehouse for beer, and I was moving thousands of cases of beer. And in the sweltering heat, I was in the back of a container lifting up beer, and I couldn't have any beer. I really wanted some beer after this hot day. I really wanted ice cold beer. So if you're not having a beer...
Instead, you had to drink a warm one.
I drank something else.
He drank moonshine. Yeah. We're not joking. There's a mountain road that I think is bad. You better not take it if your brakes are bad. It's a coastal mountain road of a different kind. 2,000-foot cliff, so it's on your mind. There's a mountain road that I long to climb. If you see a sky thumbing out a silhouette, open your door, give him a lift. You'll be better off with the tour guide in my back, so you don't crash right off of the mountain pass. There's a mountain road I think kicks ass. Oh yeah. There's a gorge on the left, rocks falling on the right. 1,000 desert mountains that I long to climb. Now we're turning up after Carpenter Lane, on the most deadly road you will ever take. There's a mountain road I think is bad. Oh, yeah. Now we're climbing up over 4,000 feet. The engine is roaring about to overheat. Now we're turning down at Seton Lake. On every switchback, I can smell my burning brakes. There's a mountain road that I long to take. Scenery so nice, how we forget we're gonna die. On a narrow dirt road only 8 feet wide. We feel a little better at Seton Portage. It's a native town where there ain't no cops. There's a mountain road I stood on top. Clicks past Anderson Lake. I'm smoking lots of weed and I'm getting baked.
Looking at the mountains towering everywhere. Gotta slow down for a grizzly bear. There's a mountain road I think is fair. We got through Darcy, now we're on paved road. Coming through Mount Curry just a little bit slow. Down through Whistler, that Olympic town. There's construction on the highway, so we gotta slow down. If there's a better ass back way into Vancouver, just tell us, dude, we'll go there. We got like 10 minutes still? How we doing there? We're just trying to see if we got time for a long one or a short one.
8 minutes or so. What do you want to do?
Let's do, we won't have time for the one song, but we'll have time for this one. We'll play you a blues song that I wrote in 1998. I dream about you. I get so worked up over that I don't know what I will do. I believe in you. I wake up in the morning, come see you around noon. If that ain't too soon. Boom, boom. Everything was perfect, now it's all in ruin. I believe in you. Think about you so much, can't stop thinking about you. Can't stop thinking about you. In the morning, afternoon, I dream about you. In the morning, afternoon, oh, I dream about you. In the morning, afternoon, oh, I can't stop when I dream about you. In the morning, afternoon, I dream about you. I give you everything that you owe. Wind up to me. I give you everything that you owe. What it took it true. I'll give it to you. I feel sorry for you. I guess that sometimes good dreams do happen to come true. I tossed and turned and screamed the whole night through. Don't wanna have to wait to fall asleep, start to about you. Start to about you. In the morning, afternoon, I dream about you. In the morning, afternoon, oh, I dream about you. In the morning, afternoon, oh, I can't stop when I dream. give you everything that you always cried about to me. I give you everything that you owe.